Battles have raged through the streets of Misrata for more than 2 months now, and Amnesty says in that time, troops loyal to Mr. Gaddafi have unleashed a truly horrifying string of attacks against civilians. On Friday, the group published a report saying the total disregard for civilian lives is a clear breach of international law. Donatella Rivera is a senior advisor at Amnesty. Right now she's in Benghazi, the rebel stronghold in eastern Libya. From there, she told VOA of the bloodshed in Misrata. She says hundreds of people have been killed or injured.
The rocket attacks, the artillery attacks, which fall onto civilian neighborhoods, hit civilian houses and kill civilians, those are weapons that are designed for the battlefield and that should not be used in residential areas.
Cluster bombs have also been used, she said. She said many people have fled their homes to safer neighborhoods and are now concentrated in a few areas furthest from the line of fire. But she said they're still by no means safe. Misrata is Libya's third largest city. It's located in western Libya, a part of the country that's still mostly under the control of Mr. Gaddafi. His forces have surrounded the city on three sides and have stepped up attacks on the city's port, the sole lifeline for international aid and the evacuation of refugees. Rivera says the city is under siege and the humanitarian situation is dire.
Obviously, there is no electricity or running water or anything by way of working services in the town.
On Wednesday, the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court, Luis Marino Ocampo, said he'll seek warrants against three Libyans who bear the greatest criminal responsibility for crimes against humanity. He told the United Nations Security Council that he has evidence Libya's government committed war crimes. Rivera says the violations committed in Libya do constitute war crimes.
It is very important that the investigation takes place and that it's given the full resources that it needs.
This week, an aid ship ferried over 1,000 people from Misrata to Benghazi. The International Organization for Migration said they'd been forced to leave hundreds of people behind and that heavy shelling in the port area means they've no immediate plans to return to Misrata. Saleh Hennessy for VOA News, London.